foundation a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house today.
In Jesus' mighty name. Today is your day. It's your day of miracle. It's your day of testimony. It's your day of encounter. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised. In case you belong to any of these categories I've mentioned today, I have good news for you. Today is your day of encounter. Today is your day of testimony. Amen. Today is your own personal day of miracle. Amen. If you believe it, let your amen show it. Amen. Let me start by with this scripture, Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. I trust the Holy Spirit is in absolute control, and everyone under the sound of my voice shall be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. He said, therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. The door that hard work and natural strength may never open, wisdom will open it without stress. Dr. David Oyedepo says, wisdom is the supernatural ability to bring solutions to dark matters too difficult for human mind. So whatever it is that is too difficult for human mind that is confronting you today, wisdom will give you solution. As a matter of fact, where you are seated is called Solution Center. That means the wisdom to deliver that solution you so desire is right here. And today you are going home with your solution. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. What natural strength and sweat will never accomplish, this wisdom will deliver it on a platter of gold. Many people go through stress. Many people go through pressure. Many go through depression as a lifestyle because they do not know what to do to get out of that stress, out of that pressure, and out of that depression. But I have good news for you today. You are coming out. I say you are coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. Many people live with tension. It has now become part of them. It has become their way of life. Why? They do not know the way out of it. Tension at work. Tension at home. The wife. The children. Everybody is tensed up. No one is smiling. Everybody is frowning. Now, does anyone like to live in that kind of atmosphere? No. But many people are living like that. Why? Because they do not know how to get out of it. Not because the devil is too powerful. No, it's because they do not know how to get out of it. The Bible says, the ways of wisdom are ways of pleasantness. And our path of peace. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. Ways of pleasantness are path of peace. Not pressure, not depression, not tension. What many people need, even in the church, is wisdom and more wisdom. I'm not talking about earthly wisdom. No. I'm not talking about the wisdom of hide and seek. No. I'm not talking about sensual wisdom. I'm not talking about intellectual prowess. What you go to school to learn. No. If the professors that taught you is even more confused than you are. He's only using his suit to cover things up and using big grammar to cover everything up. And he calls himself academic, intellectual, but he's going through hell. Praise the living Jesus. So I'm not talking about sensual wisdom. I'm not talking about even diabolic wisdom, because that has no place here. That is not tension-free. I'm talking about pure wisdom. Someone say pure wisdom. I'm talking about the wisdom that is from above. James chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. And that wisdom that is from above is above all. John 3, 31. The Bible says, does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? And he said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 15. How we fare in the journey of life is wisdom determined. Our experience, what we get, what comes to us is wisdom determined. Praise the living Jesus. But I see many people's lives changing for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus. But we said wisdom is knowing what to do from the word of God and doing it. And if you know what to do from the word of God and do it, you will be above situations and circumstances. Because what you are actually trading with is that you are higher than natural things. Because John 3:31 said that which is from above is above all. You see challenges, just put your hand in your pocket because you know you can deal with it. You know you can handle it. One of us shared a testimony in the first service. She went for a test. She's pregnant, went for a test, and she was told that so thing, she failed the test. Gave all kinds of whatever name they gave. And when she received that report, he said she looked straight into the eyes of the person that was talking and was rejected. The natural thing is that when you go to visit the doctor, they give you a bad report. What they are expecting you to do is to break down. And the natural man will break down naturally. Oh, you have so. Hey. Death has come. But she says she looked straight into the eyes of the man and told the person, no, not me. It's a wrong address. It cannot be me. Does it mean that if some people say, oh, maybe he's denying the fact. He's trying to deny the fact. Wisdom says that he took your infirmities, he bore my sicknesses, by his stripes I was healed. If you see anything, you are the one lying. Wisdom cannot lie. Are you there? And came to service. He heard that last Sunday was our healing banquet. Devil, you are finished. This is my day. And received what she needed to receive, took delivery of what she needed to take delivery of, went back to them. They did the test again. They carry out the test. They come back for the report. Went back for the report. Said, you passed the test. The same people that say you failed, they say you are passed. Somebody say wisdom speaking. Hear this. In any area of your life, they have said you have failed before. From today, wisdom has passed you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, now, what is there for us now? Receive the word of God and do it. Receive what? The word of God and do it. Listen, it will be different result if that same daughter of God had that bad report. You are failed the test. Hey, I started crying. Why me? God, can you see what is happening to me? Can you see what the devil is doing? Where are you? God will say, I'm in heaven. Praise the living Jesus. I go, Pastor, pray now. Pray now. Am I saying it is wrong to call the pastor to pray? No, it's not. But you can call the pastor to pray out of fear. And that may negate everything that is being said. Because you will take delivery by your faith. Are you there? Hear the word and do it. Praise the living Jesus. Our topic is serving God pays. Come on, say it after me. Serving God pays. This is part 3B. Serving God pays. Say it the third time. Serving God pays. Please, if you have your Bibles with you, please open your Bibles to the book of Job, chapter 36. I'd like us to read a verse of the scriptures together there. Job chapter 36. Job chapter 36. And verse number 11. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Now, let's go now. One, two, go. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Who is God talking to? Me. Come on, say, that's me. Now, please turn your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 16, and we're going to read verse 13. Luke 16, verse 13. Serving God pays. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Now, let's go now. One, two, go. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are either serving God or serving another master. The truth of the matter is that there is no fence to sit on. It's either you are serving God or you are serving another master. Praise the living Jesus. But I have good news for you. Serving God pays. Serving God pays well and pays best. I mentioned this before. God is the best paymaster. How many of us had that testimony? He didn't believe in going to church. He believed it. Hallelujah. He believed that, oh, I'm a Christian. There are many like that. You can't use one scripture to break another. I'm a Christian. No. I stay at home. I watch all the God's channel. That channel. Sorry. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly together of the saints. You can't use one to break one. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them that watch on the screen, no, that appear. So, he said, I don't believe in, I'm a Christian. But God reached out to him, and all of a sudden he came. And as he came, things started happening right immediately. Listen to me. Serving God pays. Are you there? Serving God pays more than what you are thinking. I was sharing something with us in the first service. If you work with United Nations, they may give you health insurance, but they cannot bless your bread and your water. Can they? All right. They can give you life insurance, but can they guarantee you long life? God says he will do that. Praise the living Jesus. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God. He said, he shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take sickness away from you. Not that you won't even fall sick again. I will take sickness away from you. He said, you will not cast your young. In other words, you will be fruitful, both in your body and in the work of your hand. And also, he said, the number of your days, I will fulfill. Not that I will send one angel to do it. I will do it by myself. That's God speaking. Praise the living Jesus. Serving God pays. God is a reliable rewarder. He is a diligent and dependable paymaster. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Apostle Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planted and he that watered are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. If you serve God, your reward is sure. If you serve God, your pay is certain. If you serve God, you are sure to enjoy his benefits, because he has become your master. Because whosoever you obey, that same person that you obey is your master. Whosoever that you serve, that same person is your master. The Bible says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, ye servants ye are to whom you obey. Romans 6:16. You obey God, then God is your master. You serve him, then God is your master. Then God is under obligation to pay you. Praise the living Jesus. If you are, come and see are here. Now, thank God for your job, your secular job. Don't get me wrong. Is he, am I saying people should not go to secular? No, that's not what I'm saying. But we celebrate the secular work more than the assignments of God. But the secular work cannot pay you what God will pay you, never. Not that they don't want to, not that they are even wicked, but they cannot. They don't have the ability to do it. I just painted a picture now. United Nations gave you a job. And we are sending you to Afghanistan. I said, I know, I'm not just traveling to Afghanistan. I'm going to Afghanistan as an envoy of United Nations. United Nations. The truth of the matter is that United Nations does not have what it takes to even stop stray bullets from hitting anybody. Are you there? They don't. But God says, you shall serve me, and I will bless you. You shall serve me, and I shall bless you. Praise the living Jesus. I see somebody's perspective changing right now. Hear this. I said this before. If the change does not happen from within, any change that you see outside is cosmetic. If this thing doesn't enter, you see your job, the one you are doing, as your means of livelihood, you even say so. No, that's my means of livelihood. Then everything, you cancel everything for that one. But the truth of the matter is that even your sleep, I lay me to sleep and I woke. Because I work with UN, Because I work with McDonald's and I have health insurance? No. Because the Lord sustained me. Even you are sleeping and waking, the Lord sustained you. That's why you woke up to say, hey, yeah, I'm going to work. I'm not coming to church today. I'm going to work. We are so proud about it. But the truth of the matter is that what is coming out of there cannot take you anywhere. Are you catching something? It's high time somebody plugged in to what I'm talking about. Because this is where the change lies. This is what will bring about that transformation you so desire. People that are flying high, they are not struggling the way you are struggling. People that are, see, let me tell you, people that are really, really, really doing so well in the kingdom, they are not sweating the way you are sweating. Everybody's quiet now. But I know your story is changing from now. I say your story is changing from now. In the name of Jesus Christ.